There are multiple gods in the earth, but the God that we serve is the greatest God in all the planet. Amen. Somebody yell out, my God is greater. Listen, today I want to do what I believe Holy Spirit will speak to me to complete and conclude, because I thought I was actually going to conclude this last Sunday, but the Lord really told me, he said, I need you to extend this Power of the Holy Spirit series another week. Have you been blessed by this series? Have you been blessed? You've been blessed by the series. So I'm going to extend it here another week. I can't even go into the depth and explain how important functioning in the full measure of Holy Spirit is. If you've not been able to get all four previous weeks, just go to the app, or you can order the CD, I think, or something like that. But make sure that, because all of these tie in, they all tie in. Every single week ties in. But I cannot overstate the importance of the functionality of Holy Spirit. And watch this. And you understanding what you're working with. It would be like having tools to fix something or build something and not even realizing what you have. And so you get to a stunted place in the building process. But the fact of the matter is that you've got the tool that is necessary to complete the project. It's on your tool belt. Sometimes you just need to be tapped. And somebody tell you, you know you got that tool, right? You know you've got what you need to finish the project. I believe everything that we have taught over these last 4 weeks has really built up to where I believe the Lord will allow us to land home today. Matter of fact, let's do this. Let's go to John 16, verse 19. The Bible says that Jesus realized they wanted to ask him about it. I jump right into the text. So he said, are you asking yourselves what I meant? I said, in a little while, you won't see me. But a little while after that, you will see me again. Somebody say, Holy Spirit. I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn over what's going to happen to me. But the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will suddenly turn to wonderful joy. It will be like a woman suffering the pains of labor. When her child is born, her anguish gives way to joy because she has brought a new baby into the world. So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. Then you will rejoice, and no one can rob you of that joy. This is where that statement, and you've heard it said before, the world didn't give it to me, and this joy I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't. That it leaps out of that particular text right there. Oh, you know what? It's Labor Day weekend. So I figured, as the Holy Spirit would give me direction, that on this fifth week of this Power of the Holy Spirit, I would simply minister a word named Labor Day. Because somebody in this place is pregnant with possibility, with power, with authority, and with the presence of God. Okay, touch two people before you're seated and say, it's Labor Day. It's Labor Day. Two people, and you be seated. Does anybody have anything stirring? Okay, let me talk to a few of you outside of a place that I have not experienced, other than being a husband to a wife, as well as a father, and having these beautiful children in our household. Me experiencing no man can speak from a facet of actually carrying a baby. No man can speak that. That cannot happen. Okay, that's okay. Yeah, because you know we're living in a world where we're trying to figure all those things out. Man was not created to carry. Man doesn't have a womb. A woman is created to carry out of her womb. What I experienced in a church family is that, you know, I saw through my wife's, both my wife's pregnancies, because, see, some of you all are dealing with this. This is why I'm saying this. See, I saw that, you know, first of all, when she was pregnant, she didn't really know she was pregnant. She didn't really know, especially with our second child. Our daughter, Naomi, she really didn't know that she was pregnant, and then she started going through some things. Can a woman that's had a baby agree with me in this place right now? Y'all know what I'm talking about. She started going through some things. I guess what different women go through different cravings and different things beginning to happen and all of these deep stuff that I don't quite understand as a man begin to happen emotionally and mentally, maybe even some spiritually. And I remember she just came. I was coaching at the time, my oldest son. And I remember she just came down to the place where I was and just said, "I'm pregnant." I said, "Oh my gosh, you know, we hadn't planned that. Had fun, but we all grown, y'all. I'm married. It's all good. But we hadn't planned that. But to God be the glory, you know, she was pregnant with Naomi at the time. But what I noticed is that my wife would just go through phases. She would just go through phases, and there would be times. And then a woman knows is that, you know, all of your sensitivities begin to increase when you're pregnant. Can a woman say, "Man, you get sensitive to stuff"? All of a sudden, your sense of smell gets stronger. Watch this. All of a sudden, you can get irritated. You can get irritated. You can get bothered a little differently than prior to being pregnant. And see, oftentimes that happens before a woman knows that she's pregnant. I'm trying to tell a few of you that a lot of these irritable places and irritable things that are happening in your life right now is because you're actually pregnant with something. All of a sudden, now you begin to get bothered by stuff like you were not before. That's because there's something in you that's trying to grow into its full capacity. That's why you're beginning to lose patience with some of that old same stuff of yesterday. As you mature and matriculate through this walk with Christ, some of the things that didn't used to bother you, now they bother you. Oh, my Lord. As you matriculate and grow in Christ, even being around stuff as it used to be yesterday, you can't do that no more. The cussing and stuff actually bothers you now. Am I talking to anybody? The irritable room actually bothers you. The unfriendly people actually bothers you. If you walk in a room and don't nobody speak to you, that actually bothers you. Telling you you're pregnant with something. Boy, this is all gonna hit home just here in a moment. Let me give you a number of notes here. First and foremost, the Holy Spirit's attitude and ministry, watch this, are marked by generosity. Somebody say generosity. His chief function is to illumine Jesus' teaching, to glorify his person, and to work in the life of the individual believer and the church. Take a picture, write that down, whatever's quicker. The Holy Spirit's attitude and ministry are marked by generosity. Generosity. His chief function is to illumine. Two words, illumine or illuminate. Jesus is teaching to glorify his person and to work in the life of the individual believer and the church. Now, here's the key. He can't work if he's not welcome. So in order to let him work, he's got to be welcome. So even when we sing, as John led the team today, we are welcoming the power of Holy Spirit. Everybody with me this morning? We're welcoming the power of the Holy Spirit to do what he desires to do. How many of you know sometimes God wants to do a little bit different than what you want to do? Yeah, many are the plans of man, but it is the Lord's plan that will prevail. What we have to do is to be available and ready for Holy Spirit to move as he wants to move, amen, and not put Holy Spirit in a box. This whole series really has spoken to that, about not placing Holy Spirit in a box. He doesn't want to be in a box, amen. He wants to fully function. I want to tell you this, right? This, that you are a carrier of the presence, purpose, and power of God. You are a carrier. It's who you are. Of the presence, the purpose, and the power of God. There's something about Holy Spirit that I want to tell you about here as it speaks in the Old Testament. I want to give you three power scriptures that come from the Old Testament when it comes to the activity of Holy Spirit. The Spirit, hear me, church family, the Spirit is the energy. How many of y'all need energy? How many of you need energy on Monday morning? Come on now. The Spirit is the energy of creation. It's the energy. It's what's needed. The Spirit is the energy. God is energetic. God is fulfilling. Somebody say God's not mundane. Come on, y'all. God's not boring. God is not that. God is energy. I happen to be a pastor that I'm fairly energetic. I don't believe I'm mundane at all. You should not be falling asleep. Amen. I'm not boring. Come on now. I'm not boring now. Come on. I don't know everything, but I'm not boring. Come on now. Stay with me. Amen. Greatest compliment I ever got was probably about a 15-year-old little girl. Shouldn't say little girl, but 15-year-old many years ago. She said, the whole time you preach, I ain't text. I said, my Lord, I must have been in there, boy. If I can keep a 15-year-old with me the whole time and she don't even touch that phone and text, to God be the glory. But the Spirit is the energy of God in creation. Genesis 3, and I'm going to run some scriptures off of you here. Genesis 1 and 2. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. Watch this. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. The Spirit was hovering. It was moving. Job 26 and 13. By his Spirit, everybody, he adorned the heavens. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Yeah, by his Spirit. Isaiah 32 and 15, until at last the Spirit is poured out on us from heaven. Watch this. Then the wilderness will become a fertile field, and the fertile field will yield bountiful crops. It is the Spirit and the power of the Spirit that pours out on I'm talking to anybody that's been in a dry season. It is the Spirit that is poured out on dry land. And it is the Spirit that brings forth the nourishment that is needed in a wilderness place to make the ground fertile and fruitful. Oh, my Lord. So, watch. As long as I've got Holy Spirit and I use the functionality of who he is, the dry season, because Ecclesiastes say seasons come and seasons go, amen. We understand we go through seasons, but it is the Holy Spirit on the inside of me that I can call upon the presence, the power, and the purpose to make a dry season fruitful. Your dry season is not as dry as what you think it is. So your season maybe is more dry in the natural than it is in the spiritual. Sometimes God will take you through a process and a season in life in the natural. But how many of you know he's always working in the spiritual? So it's just a matter of time before what God is doing in your life begins to manifest in its natural measure. Okay, let me talk to five of you that are believing God that this is going to be the greatest end of 2018 than your beginning. I believe that greater are the days ahead of us than those that are behind us. Anything that happened in 2018 that befuddled you, that jacked you up, that messed you up, that made you angry, Made you confused, made you messed up, made you lose sleep. Guess what, baby? It's over with. It's September 1st, and it's time to move on. And I believe that in the rest of these number of days, that the power of Holy Spirit can take you from a dry place to a fruitful place. I believe that you can walk into fruitful places in these next 90, these next 120 days. I believe you can finish this year stronger. If you believe that, give God some praise in this place right now. Bountiful crops. Push somebody and say, I'm going to yield. Well, y'all were slow on the trigger with that. Y'all were slow on the trigger. Touch somebody and say, I'm going to yield. Bountiful crops. None of that dead stuff. You're going to yield bountiful crops. Bountiful crops. You're going to increase. You're going to strengthen. John 16. Do I want to go there? No, no, no. I'm going to go to Luke 1. Let me go to Luke 1. Luke 1, 26, man. Thank you so much. Luke 1, 26. Now, in the sixth month, I'm going to take you to a familiar scripture, but watch what Holy Spirit does for us here this morning. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Say Nazareth. To a virgin betrothed. You all know that means engaged. To a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Say Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice. As in praise God. Give God some glory. Highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with who? And behold, you will conceive, where, Pastor? In your womb. And bring forth a son and shall call his name. And the church said, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. That's so powerful. Mary is not only told of what she's going to carry, but she is spoken to prophetically of what she's carrying, what his destiny is going to be. Okay, somebody got to come with me right now. Because what will happen in your life is that the Lord will speak into your spirit and declare and determine what will come forth before it comes forth. Don't get frustrated because what God said will happen will actually happen. But you got to speak it into your spirit before it actually comes forth. What the angel tells Mary is the destiny of the Messiah whom she's carrying. The angel does not tell Mary that he's going to go through hell, that he will be bloody, he will be beat up, he will be jacked up. No, what she tells Mary is the end. Oh, my Lord. Sometimes God will show you the end, but you best believe there's some things in the middle and in the beginning that are going to happen to get you to the end. I'm trying to get somebody to still be encouraged about what God told you was going to happen for your life. What happens is we start running into a couple of roadblocks, and all of a sudden we start forgetting about what God said. All of a sudden we start forgetting. It's like, no, God still said that. God did. God still said that. If God said it, you can take it, as they say, to the bank. Hear me, church family. All right. He'll be great, be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him his throne, his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I don't know a man? And the angel said to her, here we go, church family, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. We are a triune church. We believe in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We believe in a triune. The eternal God existing in three persons. The angel tells Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Watch this. And the power of the Highest will overshadow you. So the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power will overshadow you. Something's going to happen to you, Mary. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, it overshadows you. Don't stay with me. So when the power comes, stand up, Pastor Mike. When the power of the Holy Spirit comes on you, it overshadows you. So we see more of Holy Spirit than we do of you. So he's telling Mary, you will have to, watch, you will have to honor what's about to come up on you. Because what's about to come up on you is about to change you.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. You cannot be inculcated with Holy Spirit and not change. You cannot be full of the good things of God and not change. It's impossible to resist change when you've been touched by God. And you all have heard it just, thank you. You all have heard it just like I have. Thank you, Pastor Mike. He's still working on me. Push somebody and say, let him work. Well, let him work. The problem is that you are resisting the change that God is trying to do in your life. Sometimes God will shake everything up in your life trying to get your attention to change you. He'll put his hands on everything in your life. It's not always the devil. There are many times where it's God trying to get your attention. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. We call this, write this down, the Annunciation. This is the announcement of who's about to come. The announcement, the Annunciation. The angel's telling Mary, she's giving Mary the announcement of he who is to come. Now, indeed, the angel tells Mary, Elizabeth, your relative, your cousin, she's conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord. I love the scripture, boy, right here. Let it be to me according to your word. Let it happen to me exactly like you have spoken it. I don't want to miss nothing. I don't want to get in the way because, you know, God will speak something over your life and you mess around and get in the way. Okay, don't you all look at me like you ain't never got in the way of a word that God wanted to do over your life. We all have. Mary says, let it be exactly according. Exactly like you spoke it unto me, let it be to me. Even if I don't understand, let it be to me. Watch this. Mary's womb. I got to give you these couple of things. Mary's womb. Why Mary? Why Mary? Maybe you've asked yourself that. Why Mary? Number one, her womb is available. It's available. It's available. Watch this. It's pure, her womb. It's pure. It's undefiled. It's swept. And it's forgiven. That's a big one. Who? Forgiven. Who is forgiven. Because you live this life long enough, people are going to mess you up. Am I in the right church this morning? People will mess you up. Her womb is forgiven. It's available. It's forgiven. Now I'm telling you something that is just not reserved to Mary. It's for you today. Because the ascension of Holy Spirit made our wombs available to receive of the things of God. Amen? So Mary's womb, she's available. It's pure, undefiled, swept, forgiven. And number two, it's attainable. Attainable, attainable. Her womb. Her womb is attainable simply means it's release ready. It's faith-filled and it's purpose-driven. So watch. Her womb is release ready. What that means is that what is being released into her womb, she's ready to give it back. So when God gives you something, it's for you to give back. So her womb is release ready. God, whatever you want to do and however you want to do it. How many of you all know all of the good things that God wants to do in your life are not just for you? Oftentimes, you're secondary to the miracle. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes God will put you secondary, meaning, yeah, he'll do it in your life, but he'll do it to show his brilliance so many people are connected to you. and to people that you will come in contact with in your life. Oh, I wrote this down, and I got to give this to you because it deals with pregnancy. People will always be more critical of what you're birthing than what you're carrying. Ooh, watch this. People will always be more critical because we all get critical people around us. People will always be more critical about what you birth rather than what you carry. Because I think about this with Jesus, I don't read it in the Bible, and all of us in here know that Joseph had to go through a few things about his girl being pregnant. Come on, y'all, right? About the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't read much or hear much. Now, John told us that there were so many things that happened in the Bible, mostly miracles, that I suppose the whole world couldn't contain it. Now, we don't add nor take away biblically from the Word of God. But I have to understand and think that, man, we don't read about Mary receiving any criticism for being pregnant. We don't read that. We don't read that anybody comes after Mary and says, what do you mean you're pregnant by the Holy Spirit? We don't read that. We don't read about any attack, but what we do get is when Christ is born, there's criticism that comes against his birthing. His place in the earth is criticized from the time he hits the earth to the time he goes to Calvary. So, listen, the criticism is always about what's about to come, not what's coming. People will try to sabotage what's on the inside of you. My Lord. That's why, and I think I spoke, you got to guard that gift. You got to guard what's on the inside of you because the attack is what's unbirthed. It's why a mother, I know I watched my wife do this with both my children at home. I watched my wife, and some of you have done it that have had babies. My wife was pregnant, and you know how people just come up to you and they want to touch your stomach and stuff like that. Ooh, my wife would be like, oh, she would grab her wrist in a minute. She would grab it. What? Because, and I mean, now she would only do that people that you don't know. Now you all know. You can walk in a grocery store. Somebody you don't know. Oh, you pregnant? Yeah, I'm pregnant. Don't touch me though. Now she wasn't being rude. Can a woman that's been pregnant help me out there? Am I right with this? Why? Because you don't want any spiritual trend. See, that's a whole nother message right there. You don't want any transfers happening in the spirit. But that you do know that can happen. You don't want any transfers happening in the spirit. So you don't want anybody touching your womb, your unborn child. So why would you let anybody touch your destiny and your purpose? Why would you? Now, Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste. I mean, she was in a hurry. To a city of Judah. Ooh, we know that means praise. Somebody say praise. And entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Liz heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Wait a minute, Pastor Locke. Go back. Verse 39. Mary arises in these days and went into the hill country with haste. She's in a hurry. To a city of Judah. I did some research on this, everybody. This is about an 80-mile track. This isn't just an easy walk. There was no, you all know, I'm not telling you nothing you don't know. You all know it wasn't no social media in the day. Wasn't no phones. There wasn't no way to communicate through telecommunication or anything, social or anything. All the news had to be told in person. And so here it is. Mary has heard this amazing news from the angel about being pregnant with the Son of God. So let it be according to exactly the way that you have said it. Mary is excited because she's pregnant with something that's powerful. She's pregnant with the Son of God. She's pregnant, watch this, undeservedly. There's nothing, please tell me, there's nothing that she did that deserved this pregnancy. She was available, she was attainable, but Jesus is very clear. There's nobody, she wasn't better than anybody else, but she was the one that was chosen. Listen, don't apologize for being blessed, highly favored, and full of the Holy Spirit. Don't apologize for that. Lean on somebody and say, I just got favor on my life. That was the wrong person. Lean on the other person and tell them, I got favor on my life. Talk to them one more time and tell them, you're sitting in the right seat today. Because my favor might bleed on you. Come on now. Come on. Give God some praise for that if you believe that. I don't know. I'm just a pastor that like to encourage sometimes. I like to speak into your spirits often. I try to tell you what you got and what you're working with. I remember my spiritual dad telling us years ago, listen, people already know how bad they are. Let's tell them how good God is. Let's tell them how they can do more than what they think they can. Let's tell them, I know you had a tough week, but God is still on the throne. Let's tell them, I know it's a whole lot of stuff happening in this crazy world that we live in, but to God be the glory, amen. Jesus is still on the throne. Forgive me for that word crazy. I said I wasn't going to use that. Forgive me. I said I threw that out of my vocabulary. I don't like that word. That's out. Amen. Amen. Y'all forgive me? Bless the Lord. Every now and then, Pastor got to do things like that. Mary arises and she goes into this hill country with this hurriedness, and she goes to the city of Judah. We know that as praise. She enters into this house of Zacharias, and she greets Elizabeth. This is her cousin, you all. And when Liz heard her, the greeting of Mary, the Bible says the baby leaped. The baby leaped. Wait a minute, you all. Wait. Elizabeth hasn't heard from Mary. That's her cousin. That's her relative. Elizabeth doesn't know Mary's coming. Because the Bible is very audible and explanatory on what happened and the fact that Elizabeth was happy. Elizabeth was excited as she was going to see, I'm sorry, Mary was excited as she was going to see Elizabeth. And Mary, we know, has just had this conversation with the angel, and the angel told Mary that your cousin, she's pregnant. And so Mary realizes, okay, me and Liz, we both pregnant at the same time. And the Bible is very explanatory, and the fact that the Bible says that Elizabeth was old, beyond the childbearing age. But at the same time, the Bible says, but with God, there anybody that's facing anything impossible, but with God, all are possible. And so what happens is that the Bible tells us that upon Mary's entryway, the baby in Elizabeth's belly, the baby leaped. And so all of a sudden, that was Elizabeth's notification from God that Mary was pregnant with the power. It was the leaping in Elizabeth's womb that let her know she's pregnant with the Messiah. See, there's something about being around somebody else whose womb is leaping just like yours. Oh, my Lord. Marry somebody whose womb will leap. Go to a church where the womb is leaping. Oh, my Lord. Go to a church where it's alive and it's breathing. Holy Spirit is welcome. He is warm. He is strong. He is powerful. Like-minded folk. I didn't say everybody perfect. No, you're not going to find a church like that in the world. But I'm talking about people who have about their business, want to do something in life, are encouraged about the good things of God. Elizabeth, her belly begins to leap. Then she spoke out with a loud voice, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother, this is so prophetic, you all, but why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Nobody told her that. She understood that because what had prophetically just happened. For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. The baby leaped in her womb. I want to break this down a little bit. Braphos. This is called Braphos. When this baby leaps in her womb, this is the Braphos of God. This baby, this unborn child begins to leap in her womb. Begins to leap, begins to jump. Mary had to give birth to what was and had been. How about that, everybody? Mary was actually giving birth to what was, will be, and will always be. Because Mary was giving birth to God. How do you give birth to God? She was giving birth to what was, is, and forever will be. She was charged to raise what was, is, and forever. She was charged to raise what Isaiah had spoke about in the Old Testament. Someone had to carry purpose. Everything that you were destined to carry and to walk through in your life, it has already been spoken in the earth. It is already, your purpose is to carry it and then on Labor Day to birth it. See, I don't know, maybe it's only five of you that have been experiencing labor pains in the spirit. Things have just been a little awry. You've just been things that it's almost like a bit of confusion, and God has not given us any that confusion we know is not from God. But what happens is that you get so attacked in your mind and your spirit, you start trying to figure out what in the, has anybody ever been like me? God, what are you doing right now? Matter of fact, why are you doing it right? And why have you chosen me? You ever felt like Job? Come on, a lot of us have felt like that. Like, God, why did you choose me to do this? But it's because of what you're carrying. It is the power of this Holy Spirit. Because watch this. What's raising me is what I've already given birth to. Wait. For a few of you, that's exciting. For others of you, you're trying to think a lot deeper. You're like, whoa. See, what raises you is what you've given birth to. I got to spend some time. What's raising you? Oftentimes, the place that you are in life, you've allowed that to raise you. People will mess around and give you bad perspective on life. They'll jack you up. And what will happen is that'll raise you. They'll give you bad ideas. They'll give you bad news. They'll tell you about the family lineage, about how nobody does this in our family. Nobody does this. Nobody graduates from college. Nobody gets master's degrees. Nobody gets PhDs. And what will happen is if you allow that to fester into your spirit, into your womb, that'll begin to raise you. And you'll have a mindset that is a defeatist mindset. And so what happens is that the Bible says that he makes all things new. And so whatever lies in the bloodline, no, that's evicted from the time that you receive, the power of the Holy Spirit. All of that stuff is evicted. And see, old things are passed away. All things have become new. So it doesn't matter what experiences I have had. See, some of us got to go through a detox. You got to get rid of all of that old stuff, all of that old way of thinking. You got to get rid of that stuff. To my Youngstown folk, I'm born and raised here. Listen, I ain't going to let nobody call my city a dirty, raggedy, my city ain't about nothing, this, that, and the other. It's all about crime and corruption and drugs and the schools is bad and all this other stuff. Listen, I know we didn't have a few issues, but my city's still a great city. Hello. I'm just talking to the Youngstown folk right now. I know we got some other representatives out there. But you don't let that thing fester in you, because that thing will raise you. That thing, you'll start talking about stuff that you haven't even experienced. Gosh. Is anybody getting this morning? Man. So what's raising you is what you've already given birth to. And here's what happens, and then I'm about to get to this beautiful song of Mary. Write this down. It's called the Magnificat. The Magnificat. The Magnificat. Or another word for that is magnifies. The Magnificat. This is the Magnificat that happens because Mary is so excited about what is happening in her life. Now, Mary is still at a place of, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that God would use me. Any man or woman that God is using, you should be in awe of God using you. Let me tell you something. God has other people he can use besides you. And don't ever think you so good that God can't use nobody else but you. If I'm not talking to six people, I'll talk to you right now. Don't you dare think you're the only one on your job that can do what you do. Let me tell you, God will raise, well, ain't nobody right now, Pastor. Well, let me tell you, God will raise somebody up. If he need to, that's why you don't you dare get caught up in all of that arrogance, in all of that pride. And so what happens with Mary, because Mary is so blown away, Mary, I know we got a Mary in the building. Mary is so blown away. She's so overwhelmed with the power, with the glory. She's so blown away by the inculcation of Holy Spirit. She doesn't even quite understand everything. But how many of you all know you don't have to understand everything that God wants to do? Sometimes you just receive it. That's why Mary didn't have a whole lot of conversation with the angel. She didn't say, oh, well, Gabriel, well, what do you mean? How is that going? Wait a minute, Gabriel, hold up. You mean to tell me a man ain't going to touch me and I'm going to get pregnant? How is that going? No. She didn't get into all of that. Sometimes we'll talk our way out of a miracle. Oh, my God. Because sometimes, watch this, sometimes you think too much. You can think your way out of being a participant in the next miracle. Ooh. Because when it comes to the things of God, sometimes the things of God, they don't add up. 1 + 1 ain't 2. 2 + 2 ain't 4. That's why you've had some testimonies and you've told some people around you about some stuff that God has done in your life, and they ain't halfway believe you. They're like, how in the world could God do that? You're like, you know what? It's unexplainable. All I know is God did it. I remember we had, was it last year, the year before, we brought in the new year, and it just said, Jesus did it. Sometimes stuff just happens in your life, and you just say, listen, Jesus did it. Is there anybody in here that can say some of the stuff that has happened in my, okay, let somebody testify by the standing on their feet and giving God praise and just say, I've had some stuff happen in my life. All I know is Jesus did it. I don't know how he did it. I didn't deserve it. I'm not worthy of it. Push the person next to you and say, Jesus did it. Listen, and if he did it once, he can do it again. If he used you, he can use anybody. I'm one like that. I'll say that, and it's not false humility, believe you me. I say that often. I've said it for 10 years. Believe you me, you all. If God can use me to be his mouthpiece in this church, he sure enough can use anybody, because I know what my past consists of. Somebody, come on now. I know some of the stuff that I've come out of. I've looked at some old pictures and said, I can't believe God is using that guy right there. That is just so unbelievable. I still got friends, college friends especially, that can't believe that God is using me the way God is. And I oftentimes tell them, like, man, listen, I don't even get all of it right now. All I know is I love Jesus, and Jesus has chosen to use a wretch like me. Somebody say, use me, Lord. So Mary gets into what we call the Magnificat, magnifies. She extols God. There are things happening in our life. This is what Holy Spirit does. When you understand that you're in labor, when you're understanding that there's something happening in your life, even though you don't understand everything, you begin to magnify God. That's what should happen when you walk in this church on a Sunday morning, those of you who are here on time. I'm not sure what time Grandma's church started. I know they said they started at 11. Don't start till about 11:40. Some of y'all been there. Come on now. But church started at 10 o'clock, and you best believe there's going to be a voice speaking at 10 o'clock. They know that. I don't play with that. We serious with that start time. Amen? But that's your time to get into the glory corporately. Why? Because you ought to have a praise life on your own. Do I got about 6 praise life persons in this place? I got anybody that got a good cut in the car right now. Anybody got a good cut? I mean a good cut. Some of y'all like my wife. My wife's so mad right now. She's so mad that they don't hardly put CD players in cars no more. Oh, she's so mad. That's one of the things she be asking the car. Like, y'all ain't got no CD player? Ain't got no CD player? Like, nah, but you got to put everything on that little thingy. That little, what is that, flash drive and all that? Or like, you know, play it through your phone and all that? My wife's still old school with that. You know, she just want to throw a CD every now and then. Come on now. You want the, anybody want to throw a CD on it? Okay. No. Y'all too bougie. Anybody want to throw an 8-track or a cassette tape? Who my 8-track folk that's still? Come on, I got any 8-track folk that is still throwing diamond in the back. Sunroof track, digging in the sea. Oh, okay, no. Not that one. Oh, I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. I'm doing my... I got some old school folk in here. I got some old school folk. I saw a few folks say, no, I don't know that one, but I know that first one that you sang, though. Diamond in the back, sunroof. I know that one, Pastor. I know that one. I don't know that other one, though. I ain't grew up in church. Hallelujah. But you ought to have a praise life. Let me tell you one of the things that I didn't even write this down, but it's just the Holy Spirit dropping, is that being inculcated with Holy Spirit, that just means filled and being controlled. Mm-hmm. It'll drive you to places of worship. It'll drive you to wanting to fill your spirit into your heart, into your ear gates. Because I always tell you, protect your eye gates and your ear gates. Protect what comes in. I'm going to tell you right now, the day we live in now, I mean, the TV, I mean, you can't watch nothing. I mean, you'd have to be like, you know, some Amish who don't believe, you know. No, I mean, I don't say that in a joking manner. We love the Amish. But there are some Amish that don't do electricity at all. I mean, you would have to be like some Amish and you just shut everything off. I mean, because you cannot escape something coming off that TV. That's honestly just gonna be filthy. I mean, it's on all of the prime shows. It's on everything. You really cannot escape it. And maybe some of you are like my wife. My wife gonna get me for talking about it so much. But maybe you like my wife, you just turn the channel. That's what she do. If something bad come on, she just turn the channel. You know, or, if, you know, and nowadays you can rewind TV. Ain't that something? There's so much stuff you can do nowadays. Is anybody like me and still blown away at all the stuff that we can do? You can actually watch a show and rewind it? What in the world? That's okay. Get back to the word. Get back. It's just stuff that just blows me away. The Magnificat, the men of God, Jason, you can come, man of God. You can come begin to play. The Magnificat. Let me finish this song of Mary, which is so powerful. Mary says this: my soul magnifies the Lord. My soul. This is beyond her emotions and her intellect. So Mary says, there's a word that this angel has given me. I have come into the capacity of what my cousin Elizabeth, who happens to also be pregnant, when they said that she was barren, she's carrying John the Baptist, the forerunner of God. She says, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. Man, write this down. Evlogimenos. Yeah, this is the Greek. She said basically, my soul, I'm blessed. Yeah, this is a Greek word for blessed. She said, I'm blessed. To celebrate with praises, to invoke blessings, to cause to prosper. It's one of the things that happens when we celebrate, and we do it often here. We clap our hands together. That's a celebration with praises. That's just giving God praise. Matter of fact, right where you are right now, just clap your hands right now and just give God praise. See, we do that. We bless God. We just bless God. Oftentimes we bless God for what he hasn't. Y'all know where I'm going. Oftentimes we bless God for what he has not done. Oh, wait a minute, Pastor. Wait, no. He's God. He's omniscient, he's omnipresent, and he's omnipotent. There's nothing that God hasn't done. It's only what I haven't experienced. You don't have to get God to do something that he hasn't done, because God's ahead of you. You have to get me to do something that you've not seen me do, because I'm not. You're talking about the God who's in your tomorrow. Oh, my Lord. If God is in my tomorrow, then what I need to do is to manifest a memory that understands that God has already made a way for me. We just sang a song, said you made a way. Don't know how you did it, but you moved mountains. You caused what? When the psalmist said, you move mountains, you cause walls to fall, he's not just talking about the mountains that have already been removed. Oh, wait a minute. So do you understand when you're singing unto the Lord, you cause mountains? I'm not talking about what you've already done. Yes, I'm thanking you for that. But I'm saying, God, any mountain that will come in my way in these next number of days, any mountains in the years ahead, you're going to cause them to fall. You're going to cause every wall to fall because of your power. You're going to cause everything to move by the breath of God, it will move. That's why we tell God, Father, go ahead of me right now. Make a way. Make a way, God. Go ahead of me. I prayed this morning for my wife. I prayed for my wife. My wife texted me. I'm boarding the plane now. I pray, Father God, grab that plane right now in the name of Jesus. Bring that plane in safely in the name. God, go ahead of us. Oftentimes, listen, you're praying stuff that, no, God's like, no, I'm ahead of you. I'm already ahead of you. You say, God, I need you to heal me. I've already healed you. No, what you want is a manifestation. What you want is a physical, today, manifestation of God's glory. You want to see it manifest itself, but God's already healed you. Ooh, my Lord. Amen, somebody. He says, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. That is so good. You have regarded the lowly state of your maidservant, meaning I don't have to be at my best to get your best. I don't have to be at my best. Everybody in here, especially those of you who are following Jesus Christ, you know God has done stuff for you when you didn't hardly deserve it. You were not at your best. You were not. You were not at your best. Matter of fact, you did some things that you needed to repent about. And God messed around and did it anyway. Let me tell you, there's a danger. Don't you ever let yourself get caught up in flesh and just consider you can just kind of live life like that. Amen. Don't allow life to capture you in that manner. He says, for behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. This is what Mary's saying. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. Somebody say hallelujah to that. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Give God some praise for the Magnificat. The Magnificat. Mary is just saying, God, I praise you. God, I honor you that you chose me to be a carrier of your glory. Anybody want to carry the glory of God? Stand to your feet all over the building and prepare yourselves. I'm standing before many of you, glory carriers. The presence, the power, the purpose of God. Mary just says, listen, God, I extol you. I exalt you. I glorify your name. You didn't have to do it, but you did it anyhow. I'm not qualified. Matter of fact, I'm underqualified. But you chose to do it in me anyway. Watch this, because you wanted to make an example out of me. You wanted to make an example out of a son or a daughter that you could use that doesn't do everything perfectly, but they are available and they are attainable. Lift your hands all over the building. I want you to be very forthright, honest. Be within clarity here this morning. I know many of you are carrying something, man. You just be honest. You say, Peter, Pastor, I've just grown uncomfortable. I got so much stuff going on in my life. I feel like I'm in this labor moment that you're speaking of. I focused on Mary today because of what she was carrying. Because that's what has been given unto us in the form of Holy Spirit. He is alive more today than what he's ever been. Amen. He's alive. You say, Pastor, that's me. I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. I feel like I've got those labor pains going on. Even as you were ministering this word, I need more understanding of exactly what is happening in my life. Touch. I want to agree with you in prayer today, as I believe that God wants to do more than what I can even cognitively imagine, think, and or process. I've been at edge a bit. For some of you, it has nothing to do with whether or not you love the Lord. You love the Lord. You unquestionably love the Lord. But you just say, boy, I can feel that press from the Holy Spirit. Didn't know what it was, but maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's Holy Spirit. Yeah. What's speaking to? I want you to come to the altar right now. You say, man, I just feel uncomfortable. Come to the altar. Come to the altar. Right. Step out right from where you are. Step out right from where you are. Just say, you know what? Come on. They're coming. Altar workers, you can come forth. You can come forth. Just grab them as they come. Come on, men, women. Come on. Change that sound. Change that. Go somewhere else. Hallelujah. We got women over there. Amen, amen. If you all can just be as still and as patient as you can. Women with women, if we can. Come on, Mary. Yeah, I can use you over here. We got a number of women right here. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Again, you said, you know what? I can feel what now you are saying, Pastor, is labor pains. There's a lot of stirring happening in my life. There's a lot of stirring happening within me. There's a lot of stirring happening around me. So, yeah, this, you've really spoken to me today. Thank you. Listen, as Holy Spirit tugs you, believe me, if you feel that tug upon your small of your back, it's Holy Spirit. Say, you know what? talking to every son or daughter here that's not on this altar. You're saying, you know what, Pastor, I need prayer. I got some things happening in my life. I need prayer. I need somebody to touch and agree with me today. I want you to come down to this altar right now. Say, I just need prayer. I need somebody to touch and agree with me. Man, woman, child, come to the altar. Listen, don't be backward. Don't be ashamed. We got men and women of God who are trained up here to touch and agree with you. Amen. Thank you, Father. Yep, man over there. Another woman coming down here. Amen. Again, you say, I need prayer, Pastor Bob. I need prayer. Just somebody to touch and agree with me. I got a few situations happening in my life. Some of you want to come down and give God a praise report. Please do so as well. Just want to say, Lord, I just thank you for where you are. We're going to be receiving communion here in a little bit. She go right there. She go right there. Yes, yes, I can. Did she pray for me?
Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are. your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. This place will fill the atmosphere. Your glory, Lord, what our hearts long for to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, that is what our hearts long for to be overcome.
Your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your presence in this place right now. We thank you that you are healing among us, that you are restoring among us, that you are replenishing among us, Lord God. We thank you that you are a covenant-keeping God. That you keep a covenant for thousands of generations, Lord God. Thank you for every man, every woman, every child that came to this altar courageously sought your will and your way to grow stronger and stronger in Holy Spirit. Amen, amen. Listen, if you all could just remain in that quiet place, the men and women who help us with communion here on this first Sunday of September, come quickly. Don't pass it out yet, but just come quickly and come down to the frontal portion of it. As we prepare to receive communion, and we do this as a body of Christ together,